Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. Today we're talking about Anacam's Identity Suite. We'll hear from Dan Pereka of HealthyLink and Dr. William Braithwaite of Anacam. First, let's get a word from our sponsor.
Whether you are protecting a critical infrastructure or vital information, or securing a facility or border, you need to answer the same question. In the modern world of identities, how do you establish with absolute certainty that someone is who they claim to be? At CSC, we understand that the heart of identity management is the creation of trusted identities. For more information, go to csc.com/identity management. CSC, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Keeping sensitive data from the wrong hands has more urgency than ever, but those who depend on access to such information are counting on a fast, secure way in. HealthyLink is one of those organizations. The Western New York Clinical Information Exchange, based in Buffalo, houses the personal health information of 1.5 million patients. After some research, administrators chose the Anacam Identity Suite as a means of giving physicians and other medical providers access to those records. Dr. William Braithwaite is Anacam's chief medical officer.
Well, it's a small company that provides software that allows secure access to a software application from a remote or unsecured location.
It's very important, he says, particularly when you're dealing with sensitive health information, that you are who you say you are.
Just coming in with a username and password is not sufficient anymore because passwords are easy to guess. You can steal them. But basically, passwords aren't adequate when the information you're accessing is sensitive.
So the identity suite has two major parts. The first involves asking questions that only a particular individual would know in order to prove identity.
So when you first register with an application, it asks you questions based on data from credit reports and corporate information and driver's license registrations, all kinds of databases around the country that we lent, essentially, to make sure that you know these things that only you could know about yourself. And once we've identified that, then we register you as an individual person, and we learn your cell phone number, your home phone number, and other means, like email, of contacting you.
That's where second-factor authentication comes in, to double-check the identity of the user without asking a ton of personal questions. This form of authentication depends on the person knowing something, like a username and password, having something, like access to a device such as a cell phone, and or presenting something physical, like a voice or a fingerprint. When a user logs into an application, Anacam creates a number that's sent to the person, typically as an SMS message via cell phone, along with a message that says, if this isn't you trying to log into an application, then somebody is trying to use your password.
But if it is you trying to log into an application, you take that number, you add it to the application, then your username and password, you are in possession of the device that's registered to you by sending in this random code. So you can log in over the internet from any place, and the system is assured that you have been authenticated, and it's confident when it's interacting with you and giving you access to confidential information.
So what makes this setup better than others on the market? Braithwaite says, for one thing, it's cheap. There's no need to deploy and manage hardware devices or have a special card reader. Users can simply walk up to any computer with web access and get into confidential records. Braithwaite says the owner or corporation can provide a variable level of security quickly at a very low cost. Identity Suite was developed about 4 years ago and has been rolled out to corporate and government agencies. HealthyLink is now on that list. Dan Pereka is executive director.
HealthyLink is the Clinical Information Exchange, or the Health Information Exchange, or the RIO, depending on how you want to refer to it, covering the 8 counties of Western New York. You know, our purpose is to lower the cost of care by making relevant information available at the point of care for physicians. So we're the organization that brings the data together and makes it available to physicians so they can better treat their patients.
Pareka says that can be done using Identity Suite. It's a cloud-based service that can be made available to a variety of entities without multiple installations.
Physicians in the community, in order for them to grant access, two-factor authentication was required. And what they said to us is, you know, if we're going to port our data, we're going to allow access through your system, you're going to also have to do two-factor authentication. So it started with the business requirement and the fact that our members don't view two-factor authentication as a competitive advantage. So what they said was, why don't we think about doing a community-wide solution? So instead of, you know, Catholic Health System requiring, you know, their own solution, Kaleida Health, ECNC, or the health plans, we have one solution for the community so a doc doesn't have to walk around with, you know, four different fobs. And as a part of that project, we went and looked at different vendors.
And Anacam's Identity Suite was the winner. Pareka says 4,000 to 5,000 clinicians will benefit, plus hundreds of Quest labs and independent radiologist practices. 25 million reports are available in the exchange right now, and Pareka says that grows by 1.7 million every month.
So there's a lot of rich, valuable data that's available. So to protect that information, we're doing everything in our power to make sure that only those authorized to get access to this information will be getting access. You know, we're excited about making this available.
Anacam's Dr. Braithwaite says it's difficult to understand the importance to people of increasing the security of remote or unsecured access to sensitive information.
To do health information exchanges, for example, as a way of increasing the quality and lowering the cost of healthcare, that aggregation of health information makes it a target for fraud, for medical identity theft, for opening bank accounts and credit somebody else's name to siphon money off the system illegally.
Braithwaite says the increase in threats, as more sensitive information is amassed about lots of individuals in one place, is something companies are going to have to address very quickly and very securely. He calls Identity Suite a great combination of low cost and flexibility. Thank you for joining us on this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.